Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel. We begin right on top. B'yam Tav Chamisha, B'yam Kippurim Shisha, and B'Shavas Shiva. How many Aliyahs do we have per Kriyas HaTorah? On a Yom Tov we get to 5. Yom Kippurim, we add one more, total of 6. On Shabbos, we get to 7. The Rishonim, the Meiri explained that the amount of Aliyahs, the number depends on the Kedushas HaYom. The more Kaddish, the higher it is, the longer the Kriyas HaTorah. The Ramchal in his classic Sefer Derech Hashem explains, Torah is the highest form of Kedusha that exists in this world, and by reading the Inyana Deyoyma, from the Torah, we tap into the Kedusha Sayyim. We extract the, so to speak, the Kedusha that's embedded in that day. We connect to it. So it all depends on the Kedusha of that day. The higher it is, the more you need, the more Aliyahs you have. Mas Nisan Mani. Who does our Mishnah fit with? Which Shita? Loi Rabbi Shmuel, v'loi Rabbi Akiva. Neither Rabbi Shmuel nor Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah says that on Yom Tov it's 5, Yom Kippur 6, Shabbos 7. If you wish, you can actually add. In many shuls they do that. They have a Yisafis, they add to the Aliyahs. This doesn't fit with Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva, the Sanya. Listen to this price. B'Yom Tov Chamisha, on Yom Tov it's 5. Yom Kippurim Shisha, Yom Kippur, we add another one, 6. Ube Shabbos, we add another one, 7. So far, so good. 5, 6, and 7. But, Ein Poichson Mehen, Vein Mesifin Alein. Divir Abishmol. Coin to Abishmol, the numbers are absolute. Don't deduct, don't add. Don't be matriach to Tzibur, keep them there any longer than necessary. So, coin to him, the numbers work. It's 5, 6, and 7, but he doesn't allow his selfies. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, he switches around the numbers as well. B'yam Tav Chamisha. Okay. Yom Kippurim Shiva. Yom Kippur gets 7 because it has that extra tefillah, ne'ilah, on top of Musaf. So it gets the highest number of aliyahs. Ube Shabbos Shisha. On Shabbos it's only 6. It doesn't have the same as Yom Kippur. It's a notch down. Some explain on Shabbos there's Einik Shabbos. We don't want to keep the crowd waiting. So it's only 6. You can't deduct from this number. You can add, like we learned in our Mishnah. But the numbers don't work with our Mishnah. It's 5 for Yom Tov, 7 for Yom Kippur, and 6 for Shabbos. So who is our Mishnah following? Mani. Rabbi Shmuel, Kasha Tesefis. You want to compare it to Rabbi Shmuel, the numbers work. Yom Tov is 5, Yom Kippur is 6, Shabbos is 7, but the Mishnah allows adding. Rabbi Shmuel does not. Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, the numbers don't work. Kashya Shisha V'Shiva. 6 and 7 are switched around. But yes, we have Yom Kippur 6, Shabbos 7. He has it the other way. Yom Kippur 7, Shabbos 6. Amar Rava, we have a third Shita. Tana Deve Rabbi Shmuel. The Shita that was learned in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, which is perfectly in line with our Mishnah. The Tana Deve Rabbi Shmuel. B'yom Tov Chamisha, B'yom Kippurim Shisha, B'Shabbos Shiva, 5, 6, and 7. Ein Poichson Mehen, you can't reduce the number. Avol Mesif and Aleph, but you can add. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, this is exactly like our Mishnah. If so, Kasha, Rabbi Shmuel, Ad Rabbi Shmuel, we have an apparent contradiction between two versions of Rabbi Shmuel. Trei Tanoi, Alei Rabbi Shmuel. You're right, there are two versions, two Tanoim. Each one with another version of Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. Our Mishnah, which goes with 5, 6, and 7, and allows Hosafis, is following the second version of Rabbi Shmuel. Man Tana Lahadasani. Who's the Man Da'ama, the author of the following Brisa, describing the scheduling of Tefillahs B'Yom Tov Ma'achron Lavi on Yom Tov? They start davening late, speaking about Yom Tov morning. Rashi says, because they have to prepare the Yom Tov's Suda. So the men have to be engaged in preparing the Yom Tov's Suda. The Yavetz actually says The women are doing it, but the men are babysitting. So on Yom Tov, you start later than usual. But they get out early. Tell the Chazanim not to keep the Eilim waiting. Rashi says, Mishum Simchas Yom Tov. To go home and enjoy the meal. That's on Yom Tov. You start late, you finish early. Yom Kippur, there's no food to prepare. You start davening early. And they stay till very late. There's no Simchas Yom Tov to fulfill at home. Ubishabbos, Mimaran Lovay. You hurry up, meaning relative to Yom Tov. See, the Anif Yaakov asks Akasha, the Ramah, and Shulchan Aruch writes, Tefillah Shabbos is meant to be later than the weekday Tefillah. That's why we daven later on Shabbos. How does that work with our Gemara, which says B'Shabbos Mimaran Lovay? You start early. So he says, the Gemara just means relative. Relative to Yom Tov, where we are Mi'acher because of the food preparation that's taking place before the Tefillah. By the way, it's mashma now, Gemara, you can do that. You can be engaged in these types of activities before Tefillah. And the Farshim ask. They ask on this halacha from a Gemara. And brachas, you're not meant to do chafatzav. You're not meant to engage in your own activities before Tefillah. And they say, this is not personal. This is a hachana l'mitzvah, l'sudas Yom Tov. So in any case, on Yom Tov, we start very late. On Shabbos, mimarin, relative to Yom Tov, it's earlier, but later than the weekday Tefillah. Okay, so mimarin lava, you start early, mimarin latzis. And you leave early. You finish tefillah a bit early. Earlier than the Yom Kippur. So who's this man, the Amar? Then on Shabbos, you have a shorter tefillah. And Rashi points out, Memar and Latzis means make sure to leave early. Don't delay. Don't keep the tzibur waiting in shul with a long tefillah. Mishum Oynik Shabbos. So who's this man, the Amar, that the Shabbos tefillah is relatively short? Leima Rekiva, the Islay Gavri Yisera. Perhaps it's Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva holds that on Yom Kippur, you have seven aliyahs. It's a very long tefillah. And Shabbos, only six. That's why the Brisa says in Yom Kippur, you stay long, and Shabbos, you don't. I feel it's Rebbe Shmuel. This Brisa can be found in Rebbe Shmuel as well. Why does the Brisa say that in Yom Kippur you are ma'acher lotza, you stay very long? Not because of the Kriyas HaTorah. There's not for Shidur HaDiyayimah. There's a lot of tefillah going on there. All kinds of extra tefillahs and viduyim. So the Seder, the tefillah arrangement in Yom Kippur is extra long. And that's what the Brisa meant. That in Yom Kippur you are ma'acher lotza. Okay, so we have the weekday Kriyas HaTorah consisting of three aliyahs. We have five on Yom Tov, seven on Shabbos. What do these numbers correspond to? What's the significance of 3, 5, and 7? Any meaning to them? Any significance? Now Tosfos says, why did the Gemara ask from Shisha of Yom Kippur? That's later. We'll get to that later. What about the number 4 on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed? Why don't we focus on that here? So he says, Kimle, the Talmud, the most of Choshev, the Tfuyechad Gav. Says Tosfos, the Gemara already understood. But the fact that there's extra Tefillah, extra Kedusha, that justifies another Aliyah. But to go over to 5 and to 6 and to 7, who says go to that extent? It's a little bit more than usual. Fine, that's understood, but why 5 and 7? Connected me. Answers the Gemara, there is meaning to it. Pligibo, there's machlekes between the following Amorim. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani, he was on one side, V'chad Imei, he was disputing the one, the Amora, that was with him. It's Chavrusa, so to speak. Mane, who's that? Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi. The Amor had a different version of names. It was Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon ben Pasi, V'chad Imei, the one with him. Mane, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachmani. The Amor, some say his colleague was Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. In any case, what was their pshat? Chad Amor, one explained, 3, 5, and 7 correspond to Keneged Birkas Kayanim. The three psukim of Birkas Kayanim. The first one has 3 psukim, next one has 5, next one is 7. So 3, 5, and 7 have special meaning and significance. When we adopt that to Aliyah says, Chadamar, his colleague explained differently. These are numbers of reflect royalty. Keneged Shloisha Shemri Asaf. We find that in the Migdash there were three gate officers. Chamisha Miroya Pnei Melech. Five officers standing before the king. Shiva Roya Pnei Melech. We find that there were seven as well. Rashi says, where? By Chashverish. Shiva Asari Paras and Madai. There were seven of them. And Farshim explain, of those seven, there were five that were really officers, and two of them were scribes or seifrim. Tesis asks, Chashverish was a Rasha, why would you care what happened in his palace? So he brings another marker from Yirmiyahu, from Malachim, that amongst the Jewish kings as well, they had the practice of having this number, this amount of people standing around the king. So apparently, this is a number of chashivas when it comes to royalty, and likewise when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, which is the experience of absolute royalty, accepting the Torah from Hashem. You get up with three, with five, with seven, to sort of accompany, to sort of be in the presence of Hashem during Kriyas HaTorah. Tanya Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef is well taught. The reason for 3, 5, and 7 is as follows. Gimel Chamisha v'Shiva, Shloisha k'neged Shemir HaSaf, Chamisha m'Roya Pnei HaMelech, and Shiva also Roya Pnei HaMelech. Only Abaye was a Talmud of Rav Yosef. He says, Ad Idna, why up until today, my time alay Parash Lanmar, why haven't you ever explained to us the meaning behind 3, 5, and 7? Amalei Rav Yosef responds, well, I didn't know you were... You needed to know. I didn't know that you were missing this information. Tell me, was there any other time that you asked me something? I refused to tell you? So I just didn't know that you wanted to know. Of course, here you go. That's the meaning of 3, 5, and 7. Yaakov Minoah. That was his name. Yaakov the Min. This says it can't be. Min is a referring to a heretic. Why would the Gemara mention his name? Rashem Yerusham Yirkav, he shouldn't relate to the name of a Rasha. So he changes it to Mitzah, Yaakov Mitzah. Some actually learn, some of Farshim say that the word Min isn't referring to the Minim Precursim, the heretics that challenged her. There was a Malkim called Min, so he came from that place, Yaakov Minah. In any case, he turns to Rabbi Yehuda. We left one out. We understand, 3, 4, 5, and 7. What about 6 in Yom Kippur? Amalei Yaakov Minah the Rabbi Yehuda, Hani Shisha, Dima Kippurim, connected me. What is the meaning of 6 in Yom Kippur? Amalei, there is meaning to that too. Connected Shisha Shamdu, Mimina Shal Ezra, Mishisha Mismaili, when the Israel came back from Babel, Ezra Sefer got up on a platform and he read the Torah. And there were 6 standing on his right, 6 on his left. Apparently, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, 6 has meaning. Shnemar. Vayamad Ezra Sefer al Migdalitz, Asher Osul Adavar. Vayamad Etzli, who is standing next to him? So on his right you have Matasya, Veshema, Vandya, Varia, Vachalke, Masya, Al Yamina, 6 to the right. Umismaila on his left, we have another 6. Padaya, Mishal, Malchi, Vachashem, Vachash, Badnei, Zacharya, Mishalim. What do you mean you have 7? Hanu Shiva Havu. On his left you have 7 names. It's really only 6. Hainu Zacharya, Hainu Mishalim, Zacharya, Mishalim. A one and the same person. But my Karli Mishalim, why was he called Mishalim? The Mishalim Ba'upti was a description of his tzidkus. He was a, as she says, Tamil B'masav, a Mishalim, Adam Mishalim. Tanu Rabban, Hakol Oilin L'minyan Shiva. On Shabbos, you need to have 7 aliyahs. Anybody counts. Afilu Katan, Afilu Isha. You can give an aliyah even to a Katan or Isha. Now there's Machlekes Rishayim, how to learn the Gemara. Some learn. This is only allowed on Shabbos when you have extra aliyahs, but on a typical weekday when you have 3, you need 3 adults, 3 male adults. You can't have a katan or a isha. That's what the Gemara says, minyan shiva, for the extra aliyahs of Shabbos. Beyond what you really need up yalacha, the additional aliyahs can be given to an isha and a katan. And some, Amadayik, I think Rukivek learns that shiva means dafka the 7th. Why dafka the 7th? Because Shabbos can't be worse than Yom Kippur, which has 6. So 6 is required. The Isha and the Katan can be used for number 7, for the additional Shabbos Aliyah. So that's according to the letter of the law. Aval Aruch HaChem, HaChem advised, no, Isha lo yisikra b'tayah, you shouldn't have an Isha. Get an Aliyah. If nei kavei tzibur, it's not honorable for the tzibur to be represented by an Isha. Iboilu. The Bnei Yeshiva had the following shayla. We know that after Kriyas HaTorah, we pull out the Navi. It was a gzera, and the Mefarshim explained, there was a time in history when there was a decree against reading Torah. The guy didn't allow Kriyas HaTorah. So they had to find a way around it. The way they circumvented this gzera was by instituting Kriyas Navi. They would take a Navi, which wasn't part of the decree. They would find a portion of Navi which was reminiscent to the theme of that parsha, which reflected somewhat the content of that week's parsha. And that was called Marfdi B'Navi. Now, even after the Takana was rescinded, it remained in place. The Kriyas HaNavi remained in place. And it was meant to follow Kriyas HaTorah. That's why it's called Mafter, the conclusion. Now, Chacham made a Takana. In order to maintain Kavod HaTorah, they said that the Maftar B'Navi has to also read from the Torah. Right? So after the seven primary aliyahs, we have the Maftar. He goes back and repeats some psukim. Why? It shouldn't appear like the Torah and the Navi are on the same level. And it's not so. It's not so. It's a big difference. Chassam Sefer explains Torah was directly from Hashem. Navi is by way of the Navi. It's a different type of thing, different type of madrega. We don't want to equate the two. Here you have a bracha and aliyah on the Torah, a bracha and aliyah on the Navi. We want to show that Navi is a step down. And therefore, Chacham said that the one who reads the Haftarah, he goes back and reads a little of the Torah as well. He repeats some sukkim and only then goes into the Haftarah and the Navi. So now the question is, Yiboilu, Maftir, Mahu Shiyalu Libinya Shiva, can he count as one of the seven? Suppose you have six individuals going through the entire parasha, and the Maftir B'Navi will come back and repeat some psukim in the Torah. Can he count as number seven? Rav Huna and Rav Yirmiyahu Rabab. Chadama, one maintains, Oila, he can count as number seven. Why not? He's getting out of the Torah as well before he gets to the Navi. V'chadama, the other one maintained, Eina Oila, he doesn't count as seven. Mandama Oila, the one that maintained that he counts, he's included in the seven. The Hakari. Fact is, he's reading the Torah. Umadama in Eilu, the one that maintains that he's not counted, that's because Kedula. Dama Ula. What's the reason why he reads the Torah? Why is it that he starts with some psukim in the Torah? But make covet Torah. It's only to maintain the covet of Torah. It's not required. It's not obligated. It's not Ikra Din, it's just to accord honor to Torah, v'chivan de mishub kavod Torah, since that's all he's trying to do is apply kavod to Torah. L'minyana le'salak, it can't count as the seven. It's not one of the shiva kruim that are chayiv min adin. Different type of thing. It doesn't count. Meisvei, we're going to have a kasha on this shita that the Maftar is on top of the seven. Hamaftar B'Navi. L'yivchais me'eshrim ve'echad psukim. When you do Haftar in the Navi, it needs to be at least 21 psukim. Why? Where do we get the number 21? Keneged shiva shekorah b'Torah. Because the Haftar was meant to provide an alternative, so to speak, to Kriyas HaTorah. Just as by Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, you have how many psukim? A minimum of 21. A minimum. Seven oilim, each one a minimum of three psukim. So they instituted the same number of psukim by Haftarah Sanavi. 21 psukim. V'imisa, according to you, that the Maftar, who rereads the Torah, is really number eight. He's past the seven kruim, past the seven oilim. He doesn't count the minyan shiva. So in effect, you're going to be reading more than 21 psukim in the Torah. You have seven aliyahs, each one three psukim, that's 21, plus the maftar, that's at least another three psukim, that's 24. V'imisa asur esra abavyan. It's 24, it's not 21. And says the Gemara, kiva de mishum kava teiru. The only reason why you're adding those three psukim was for the covered, you're addressing the covered atayru. It's not part of the primary Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, connect the Nami Leibai. You don't have to have an extra three Psukim. The Navi connected those Psukim. The point is that the number of the Navi should parallel, should correspond to the Kriyas HaTorah. The Ikar Kriyas HaTorah is 21. So that's enough. Maskev LaRav, you're telling me 21 is minimum? That's the Torah of Parshas Tzav. You don't have 21 Psukim, David Karinan. We still read it. Shani Hasam, it's different. The Salak in Yana. It's an Indian on its own. That's Chashivas of its own. And Chacham did not require that you spill over into the next Indian. It's a unit on its own, and therefore it's enough. You mean to say otherwise, if it's not considered the conclusion of an inyan, then you have to read 21. Oh, Marav Shmuel Bar Abba, Zimran Sagin, many times. I was in front of Rabbi Yechanan. V'chihava karinan, asor psuke. Once we got to 10 psukim to the Navi, he tells us that's it. Told us to stop. What happened to the din of 21? Makim sheyesh turgim on shani. In that shul they had a translator who would call out and explain the words of the Navi. In that case, it's already a prolonged event. We don't want to be matriach tzibur any further. Rashi says sheyesh turgim tzibur. And therefore we suffice with just a small number of psukim. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Bar Shmuel Loi Shana. When do we say 21 is required? Elba makim sheyesh turgim on. Well, there's no turgim on. He's just reading straight, uninterrupted. So we go till 21. Aval makim sheish turgimon paisik. But when there is a turgimon, you stop earlier before it gets too long. Says the Mishnah, ain't person al shema. Rashi learns person means a lashon of prisa, of pras, broken. So they had an oilim that came to back to shul. And they already davened without a minyan. They felt bad. They missed the Kaddish, the Kedusha. They would embark on this praising Hashemah ceremony. What happened was one gets up, and he does Kaddish Baruch Hu with the first bracha of Krishma. The first of the two brachas that precede Krishma. Why? The Ran explains, because in that bracha we have Kaddish, 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 Kedusha. So they would do at least this to get their Shema, Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedusha. The Mishnah will give us a long list of items which require a minyan. 10 adults. First thing is personal Shema. You can't do it without a minyan. A personal Shema. You can't have a Shliach Tzibur getting up and davening the loud Shemoneh Esrei. You can't have Birchas Kohenim. You can't have Tirim B'Navi. You can do Kriyas HaTorah or the HaTorah in a Navi with Adam in it. Vein Oisin Mamad U'Moshev. This was after the burial. They would come back and they would get up and sit down. It's a whole procedure where they would get involved in B'chi and crying and Tanchumi Aveilim. You don't do that with less than 10 people. Vein Oisin B'chas Aveilim, a special bracha, Hacham Institute for the Oval. You don't do that with less than a minion. V'Tanchumi Aveilim. They come back from the Kfura, they get up, they stand in line, and they menachem the oval in that manner. Ve'ein mezam b'shem, nor do you do zimun after Birchas HaMazon, using Hashem's name, L'varach HaLakenu. All these things need a minyan. You don't do it with pachos me'asor. Ubekat koris, when one is engaged in redeeming karka which was given over to Hegdash. Tisha v'koin, you need 10 people to appraise the value of this karka, 9 of them can be Yisraelim, and the 10th, a kohen, as the Gemara will explain, but Adam Kayetzu Ben, likewise, when you're trying to redeem a person. Minan Amili, how do we know when it comes to Siyas Kapayim, Kriyas HaTorah, Shliach Tzibur, you need 10 people. Amar Abchir Bar Abba, Amar B'Yechon. D'Amakro, the Pasuk says, V'nigdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. We learn from here, Kol Dava Shabakdusha. Any activity involving a Kedusha, Kaddish, Kedusha, mentioning Hashem's name in a formal setting, lo yehei pochis ma'asura, you need at least 10 people. My mashma, How do you know that B'toich Bnei Yisrael means a minyan? It doesn't say 10. We learn it from Xerushava. The Tanya Rav Chiya, Asya, Toich, Toich. By way of Xerushava, involving the words Toich. Ksiv Hocham, Nekdashti, B'soich Bnei Yisrael. I'll become the Skadish, exalted within B'soich Bnei Yisrael. Uksiv Hasam, Hibadlu M'toich Ha'eda. By Pashas Korach, Hashem tells him, separate from this Eda, from this group. So we have the Lashon Toich. Over here we have Toich, and over there we have Toich. How many people comprise an Eda? Oh, you have to go further. Another connection. V'asya Eda Eda. We have another link. We take the word Eda by Korach, and we connect it to Eda elsewhere, by the Meraglim. Dechsev Hasam, Ad Masai, La'Eda HaRazois. Eda Ra is referring to the Meraglim. Malhal Nasara, just as Eda over there is referring to 10 people. Why 10? Although there were 12 Meraglim, but Kalev, Ben Yifuna, Yeshua Ben Nun were not part of the Eda HaRa. They had their own agenda. So the Eda HaRa are the 10 Rishayim. Afkan Asara, likewise over here. He Badlu Mitoich HaEda by Karech. Eda is a minimum of 10. So Mitoich is talking about 10, and likewise, Nekdashti Mitoich Bnei Yisrael, you need 10 people. That's interesting. The Torah would teach us this concept, this lesson of the chashivas, the importance of 10 yidden together. Where would the Torah teach it to us? Where's the source? The Meraglim, Korach, Rishayim. Says the Sifsei Chacham, there's a lesson embedded here. The Torah is telling you, even Rishayim, 10 yidden are 10 yidden. It's not because of their actions, their activities. They have an inherent value. A yid is kaddish. By the way, it's neshama. Irrelevant of how far he strays. Nekdashti b'seich bnei Yisrael. 10 yidden have kedusha, which activates the davar shebekedusha. So that explains the personal shema. All the items mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. Oyver fnei ateva. Noisens kapeim. Bechaz koinem. That formal expression of the bracha, which contains Hashem's name. Karim b'toyra, aftirim b'navi. What about the rest? Vein oisin ma'amun ha'moysov pachas ma'asora. Why? Why do you need 10 people for that? Answer is, kivin de boi l'meimra. The chazan gets up and he says, Rabbi Yisai, imdu yukarim ha'moydu. Shvu yukarim shvu. Honorable people, get up. Honorable people, get down. This type of expression, this type of addressing the oilam with this lashon is only appropriate when it's 10 people. Batzer ma'asora, if it's less than 10, lavai rachara, it's inappropriate because, as Rashi explains, if you call five people honorable people, then what are you going to call a big crowd and a big oilam? So, unless it's 10 people, we don't address them in this manner. Ve'in oimrim berchas aveilim, berchas chasanim, with less than 10 people, and the Tosfos also explains, hachamu mesakin, these brachas to be said in the time of aveilis, sheva brachas in the time of simcha. And they instituted dafka in a communal setting, in a chash of a formal setting, which is reminiscent of the halacha in the beginning of the Mishnah of davar shebekedusha with 10 people. My berachas aveilim, what is that? Berachas rochava, a special bracha they say when they get to the square. So they address the mourners with a bracha, and the mourners address the consolers, the menachmen, with a special bracha. You need 10 people for that. You can't include them, you can't count them in to the 10. Why? Because you see there's a special bracha going in either direction. Right? The menachem, the consolers are coming to comfort them, addressing them with a bracha. They're not included in the group at that point. And the Avelim likewise turn to them and address them with a bracha. It's a separate group. They're classified separately. Not included in the 10. You need 10 aside from the Avelim. As opposed to Birchas Chasanam by Yesheva Brachas. Although it's Ba'asara only, but in that case, V'chasanam in Aminyan. The Chasan can be included because although you are referencing, within the bracha, you say, Mesameh Chasim Akal and all that, but it's not necessarily directed at this chasan. It's a general, description of Hashem and the way He created chasanim and colors. So today's chasan can include himself in this bracha, in the crowd, in the minyan. Ve'in mezamin al hamazon b'shem pachas ma'asara. You say berachas zimun. If you want to include Hashem's name, you need 10 people. Kivin the boy lememar nevarach l'keinu. You're getting up and addressing Hashem nevarach l'keinu. It's a formal expression. Botzer ma'asara lav erach arav. It's less than people. It's inappropriate. It's honorable to Hashem to mention Hashem's name. To have 10 people together in that experience. Vakar koyis tishav koyin v'adam koyitzvim. So mission concludes with redemption, what's being paid the hegdish. If you're redeeming karka, you have to appraise it properly. You need a full minion, 10 people. At least one kain amongst them. But not immediately, how do we know? We need 10, with only one kain. Amar Shmuel. If you take a close look at the psukim discussing redeeming the hegdish, we find 10 times the word kain. Asara kaihanim. The first one is needed for its own sake. A kohen has to be involved in the appraisal of this karak. V'idach, now, all the other kohens are superfluous. Once is enough. Why does the pasuk repeat the word kohen again and again? Oh. Have a miut achamriyut. It's an exception after an exception. V'ein miut achamriyut. When you have that, only kohen, which is really unnecessary. So you have a klal. Ein miut achar miut. When there's a miut after another miut, elul rabbis. It's actually going to include, because in effect, as the Rishonim explained, in effect, the pasuk is telling you that the miut isn't accurate. It isn't dafka. Otherwise, one would be enough. The fact that I have to say it again and again. What I'm trying to say is that it isn't. We're not particular about it. And therefore, we allow even Yisraelim to be involved in this appraisal of the karak. The rabbis, Tish Yisraelim, b'chat kohen. So we have 9 Yisraelim and 1 kohen, meaning the first mentioning of kohen is needed. You need a kohen. But then any mentioning of kohen that follows that is an extra mute, which is in fact telling you, don't be concerned about kohen. So you need 10 people, but only 1 kohen amongst them. How do you know to end up with 9 and 1, maybe 5 and 5? So the first kohen is dafka kohen. When the pasuk repeats the word kohen again, that's really an unnecessary mute, and in fact telling you, don't worry about kohen. Fine. So now back to Israel. The third mentioning of kohen is telling you, no, I need a kohen, because you're coming off the previous pasuk which indicated Israel is fine. So now the pasuk has to say dafka kohen. Then the fourth kohen is just an extra miut, back to Yisrael. But the fifth one is coming to tell you, no, you need a kohen. So perhaps it's kohen Yisrael, ends up being 5 kohanim, 5 Yisraelim. And the Torah is being very specific in its requirements. Kashi, indeed, this is a kasha we don't really have the answer for at this point. V'adam koyetze ben, when you redeem a person, well, at least that's what we think the Mishnah is speaking about. An Adam was part of Hegdish, you have to redeem, you have to praise him in this manner. Adam be Kaddish, since when does a person become Kaddish? Amr b'vo b'aymer t'mei alayah. He's not actually being Magdish a person, but he's committing to giving his value to Hegdish. That's what the Mishnah means. How do you appraise a person? How do you determine value? The Sanya. Ha'aymer t'mei alayah. I'm going to hand over my value to Hegdish. Shaman oisei ke'evit. You take this person, take a good look at him, and you praise him. You value him. The way you appraise an eved being sold. And that's the value that you give to the hegdish. The eved is kishlik ha-koyis, and we find elsewhere that an eved is related, is connected to karka, dechsiv, is nachaltam oisam, v'bneichem achareichem lesh zachuza. So you have an eved kanani, you inherit it over to your Lebneichem, just like the Achuzah, just like a land. So we find that connection between land and people. And therefore, we're here when it comes to being paid there from Hegdish, just as Karka needs the 9 people with the coin when you're evaluating a person, ke'eved, you follow that procedure as well. Okay, let's do a quick chazar after this daf. So how many aliyahs do we have on Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, and Shabbos? We have three shittas. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yom Tov 5, Yom Kippur 6, and Shabbos 7. But you can't add to the aliyahs. Rabbi Akiva says, it's 5 on Yom Tov, 7 on Yom Kippur. It's more chashav, more tefillos, musaf, and ilan. Shabbos will go down to 6, but you can add if you want. Our Mishnah works with 5, 6, and 7. Plus, you can add. Who's that cheetah? That's Tanad Ver Bishmol. The Brisa discuss the tefillah scheduling on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and Yom Kippur. We have 3, 5, and 7 aliyahs. Whether it's weekday, Shabbos, or Yom Tov. What is that keneged? Either Bichas Kayanim or the officers standing around the king. The 6 of Yom Kippur are related to the 6 individual standing around Ezra Sefer when he read the Torah. Technically, you can have a katan or isha join the aliyahs, but you shouldn't do so when you cover that tzibur. The one who was mafter Bernavi actually read some portion of the Torah as well for covered HaTorah regarding whether he counts as the one of the 7 required aliyahs. We have a machlekes. Typically, you have 21 psukim at a minimum during the HaTorah, corresponding to 21 psukim in the Kriyas HaTorah, except where it's salak and yana, to topic on its own, you can have even less. Or in the case of a maturgamon, we don't want to draw things out, we allow even less than 21. We need 10 people, which are considered an Eda, a proper group, that allows Davar Shiba Kedusha. We explained why Berchas Avelim requires 10 as well. And we concluded with the Shuma, with the evaluation of the Kak and the Adam, where Minyan is required. Kol Tov to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.